What happens is, some land developer who happens to be a friend or a relative of the mayor, just happens to be, decides they want to develop a subdivision out on beautiful farmland, some of the best in the world. And what they do is, the city has a plan called Vision 2020, and they're supposed to be thinking about the future and the environment. They're not supposed to expand the city boundaries, they're supposed to keep it in. But every time a friend of the mayor comes, a land developer, the people who pay for the mayor's $330,000 election campaign, they come up and knock on Larry's door and say, Larry, remember who's paying your election campaign expenses? We are. We have a development. We want you to extend the city boundary. And Larry says, okay, okay. And what they do is they buy 500 acres. And the developers in the city, the environmentalists came and said, no, you can't expand the boundary.
It's still Indian land.
But they got the OMB to do that. And what happened is they are building a road. The Red Hill Expressway is a road to open up development for these land developers. The budget. How does that have to do with the budget? The budget, there's only a limited amount of dollars they can squeeze out of the taxpayers here. And so, instead of taking that money and spending it on affordable housing, on library hours, opening up the recreation centers they've closed on the weekend, instead of giving it, instead of revitalizing the core, instead of fixing the streets that are falling apart, where do they put the money? They put it into the expressway. They put it in their expressway, and everything else in the city suffers. The city, we are heading towards a bankruptcy situation. And all of this is done for the mantra of economic development. There's only one person's, only one group's economic development that's going to develop out of this budget, and that's Larry Deani and some of these aldermen's land developer and speculator friends. And I say, that's not right. That money should go to mass transit. Is that right?
Yes.
Should that money be allocated to keeping city workers on the job and expanding services to people? Should that money be put into mass transit instead of an expressway? Should that money go to alternate means of transportation like bike lanes? Should that money go to tree planting programs which they cut over the last year? Should that money go to, instead of those $250,000 homes they're going to build on that farmland I was telling you about, should it go to affordable housing for people who are living on it? Brothers and sisters, these people here are living in a dream world. And it's only when real people come here and tell them how they should be acting that they start to wake up. So I hope that from now on, you people will make sure that you stay apprised of the situation that's going on and that you work in order to get rid of the people here. Oh, I would say there's a dozen of them who are here because the land developers pay their election expenses every time. Not cheap election expenses. It's $25,000, $30,000 that we know about. And in Larry Deani's case, $330,000. That's a lot of money. My point, ladies and gentlemen, is from now on, don't let them live here in this dream world thinking that they can run things without any flack.
And our money.
And our money. Let's make sure.
Mayor Cox is going in general.
This city has no right to privatize our water. It's going to an American water company. We have a right to have access to affordable water, public service. Not where we're paying and paying and paying. And where is this money? Where is it going? And then we're going to be accountable about the contract, what's happening. There's no accountability.
Okay.
Aubrey's going to say something here in a minute, but I got one suggestion we can do. Let's send our tax money to Arnie General. He'll probably do a better job of looking after this city than they do.
Put in a Shawnee!
Okay, I've never done anything like this before. So when I came and sat on the...
Come on, Aubrey!
So when I... to the point where I realized, you know what? This is my city hall.
That's right.
These are the people that I hire. So you know what? This is ours. And I'm glad you guys all came down with me, and I think it's bloody time we take this city back.
Yeah!
Let me just have your attention just for a second, folks, okay?
Let him speak.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've now made your point, I think. You have come to council, and you have stated your opinions. You've been on television. You've had your say, and just listen to me. Just listen to me for a second. Thank you. Trying to be respectful of you, and please be respectful of us as well. You've had your say for a fair amount of time now. I'm going to ask you on behalf of the democracy that you are saying you want to uphold, I'm going to ask you to please leave, take your seats in a quiet way, and we'll just allow us to carry on with the meeting. We're almost done with the meeting. I'm asking you to do that, please. And if you don't do that, then I'm going to ask the police to help out. Okay? So please.
I think that you guys know that I'm with you on most of these issues, as is Councillor Horvath and some other councillors as well, Councillor Perola. However, there's a situation here that may lead to the police coming in and moving people out. Do we want to do that? I also want to mention, just in case you're wondering, there's a session where we're closing the meeting with tonight. We're supposed to close the meeting with tonight, which deals with, and it was an in-camera session. It means that everybody has to leave because it was a legal issue, but what it was the 1701 treaty, which applies to the Red Hill Valley. We wanted to deal with that tonight because I've got a lot of questions to ask about that. But it's supposed to be in camera because it's a legal issue and the city's in going to be in courts. So we're going to try and deal with that tonight. So that would be a positive thing from the perspective of dealing with the expressway issue. So I just throw that out. If you guys don't want to do that, that's fine. But that's something that would help us as a city, I think, to deal with the expressway issue. But
who's here to speak for the Six Nations on the NFAN treaty?
Yeah. As well. And I'm going to ask people to leave now. And I'm going to ask the police in a nice way to ask people to leave right now, please. Thank you. Officers.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay, you are now trespassing under the Trespass to Property Act. Everybody is asked to leave the building. Okay. Okay. And I too pay taxes, sir, but you have to leave the building now. Okay.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we can't do that.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to leave the council chambers. I'm afraid
that the safety of the people in this chamber is under risk, and I'm sorry. I was democratically elected to represent my ward. I democratically bring to this council debate every chance I get the issues that we all talked about all night tonight. And I don't mean we in terms of the city council. I mean we in terms of outside in the forecourt. But I gotta tell you, if you're gonna get progressives elected, and then the forces of darkness that you are all against are gonna do the exact same thing that you're doing here, and I can't support that. So I'm glad you all came out tonight, and I hope everybody stays safe.